That was typical of her. So precise. Matt liked to be precise too. He preferred his digital watch that told the exact right time to the second, rather than the one with a face and hands that you had to look at and work out where everything was to tell the time. But Mum took it to extremes. 13 minutes. Why not quarter of an hour or soon? She had to be so exact. Probably because of her job. She used to work for a large computer company, but left when it was bought out by an even larger rival. Now she had her own company, though the only employee was herself. She did computer consultancy, which, as far as Matt could tell, meant she got other companies to pay her to do what she'd always done. She was into network balancing and requirements prioritization and systems analysis. Matt didn't really understand the business terms or that side of it, but he had picked up enough about computers from spending time with Mum and messing about with the equipment she kept. Matt knew all about computers and how they worked. That was one of the attractions of coming home. Mum's flat was full of computer hardware and the latest digital kit. Cameras and digital recorders and webcams and DVD rippers and PCs and Macs and mainframes and even games machines. "Why the rush?" he asked. "Where are we going?" He stressed the "we" to let her know he wasn't just accepting it. Mum sighed and put down her coffee. There was a faint pale line along her top lip from the milk, but Matt didn't tell her. She reached across the table to take his hand. He let her. "I'm not going to Dad's," he said. She took her hand away. "It won't be for long," she promised. "That's what you said at Christmas." "It wasn't for long then." "2 weeks. That's long enough. I'm staying with you." "You can't," she said flatly. "I'm sorry. I shan't be here. I've got a job." "I can look after myself during the day. I've done it before." "The job isn't in London, Matt. It's not even in this country. It's a marvellous opportunity and the money's good." "Great." At least he was Matt again. He tried to sound interested. "So who's it for?" I can't tell you," she said, looking round as if she expected someone she knew to be sitting nearby. "Client confidentiality." She turned back and laughed to show it was all so silly. "I'm sorry, but he, they insist." "Mum! You're my mum. What if I need to talk to you?" "My mobile will work," she frowned as she said it. "At least, I think it will. Anyway, I know where you'll be."
"So do I," Matt muttered. "Either in the spare bedroom or up to my knees in mud. It's just awful, Mum. I mean, Dad's all right, when you can make him listen to anything you say. But at Christmas, my bed was covered in books and papers. There was no food. I mean, at Christmas. The village shop was shut for a week, and the freezer was full of ice samples from some Antarctic survey."
Mum smiled. "That sounds about right," she admitted. She checked her watch.